Here we are again. This is Alan Levine, Cogdog, with... That's your cue, with...
Me! Oh, Christina Hendricks, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to get this, you know? We got two more.
We got two more tries, and I may like give you the same setup. So let me let me get over to the active call now that I know how to add people. And I'm going to add conversations. This is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm like forgetting my conversations. Add to call. Add people. All right. So, Mariana and Karen. Oh, did she accept my request? Karen Young.
Oh, for on Skype?
Yeah, I don't see it. She's added. I'm going to call Mariana.
I'm sure she will. I'm sure she's listening.
She hasn't accepted my contact request. So, Karen Young, if you're out there. Hello.
Hi, Mariana here.
Yeah, you're wide awake, aren't you?
Well, kind of. Yawning every so often.
You know, you didn't have to do this, Mariana.
Sorry?
You didn't have to do this.
No, I know I didn't have to do this. I wanted to do this.
That is the spirit.
Is 3 a.m. not a normal time for you to be awake, Mariana?
It's definitely not a normal time for me to be awake.
It's a good time to be finishing a GIF.
That's right.
That's what I should have been doing instead of sleeping. I see.
Well, video weeks are coming up, you know, that's what I spent the most time on, I think, even more so than audio. So, you know, get used to 3 a.m.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to see.
Lovely and quiet here.
You guys keep talking. I'm trying to get Karen.
Yes, she's been on the Twitter saying that she's definitely listening. So it'd be lovely if she can call in as well.
Yes, she needs to accept my Skype contact request.
So she just tweeted me and asked if she should turn off the radio during this. So she probably did.
Oh, okay. Well, I just tweeted, but we can give her a few minutes because we have a full hour. Although I know that your show is X number 30 some minutes. 36
minutes. Yeah, I think
minutes.
It ended up being like 35, 37.
Which, you know, it's fine because you're a bigger group.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about how your group came together, besides signing up on the Google Doc.
Shall I say something, Christina?
Yes, please.
I started the Google Doc with the idea of the shrinking the big questions, and it was just as a result of having a conversation first with Toki Tina on my blog, where she was asking questions about the meaning of life, the universe, and everything, and she asked some various questions about different things, and Christina joined in the conversation, and we started to talk about the S106, shrinking the big questions, and that was where the idea started. And so I put that up as an idea at that point, not really knowing what we could do with it, and people signed up, and here we are.
So what is the big question?
Oh, there are many. There are many. We are only tackling three or four, you know, but we are, you know, we might.
Oops, did we lose Mariana? Did we lose me?
No, you're here.
Oh, okay.
Karen's not getting it. I wonder if I sent the wrong contact request. Mariana?
She seems to not be here.
We did lose her, so...
Yeah. Yep. There's that sound.
let's see. I'll call her back.
Okay. I can talk a little bit about...
Yep, please.
A little bit about our process. So we, like I said earlier, we met on a Google Hangout in addition to using a Google Doc to try to plan what we might do. And as we got more people who were really interested in doing it, we ended up thinking, well, how are we going to do this with, you know, five or six people? Because the whole idea at first was to have Mariana and Talkie Tina answer big questions. So we had to create a whole new idea for the show because we had a number of different people. But that was really cool because we all got to participate in a pretty major way, as you'll see. Whereas before we were thinking about ways that we might participate in a small way with Talkie Tina and Mariana being the big characters. But I think we changed it in a really great way.
I'm back here. Yes, I agree. Hey. I think that in the end, you know, it we didn't really have a firm idea beyond that initial thought, and the way that we all interacted to kind of create, you know, something that would involve all of us, and really generating something that was, you know, I think, you know, much richer than what the original idea might have been. I think, yeah, so. Let's see what you all think.
I have Karen. Let's see. Oh, Karen, add. All right. Oh, wrong Karen. Sorry, Karen, Fast and Power.
You know, we can talk to her, but...
Karen Fast and Power is great, but I think she's not expecting me to call her. Add people. This interface on Skype. Karen Young.
That's yeah. Her. That's definitely her. Karen Bossy Young.
Oh, really?
She did take over a... this might be good to mention in the beginning because she took on a
Yay!
Nickname.
Yay!
Hello.
Karen's here.
I'm
they,
done.
They just Karen called, Bossy Young. They just called you Bossy, you know.
That's fine. I am Bossy.
Explain your nickname.
I took on the project managing for the radio show. So I just said, yes, I'm Bossy, so I'm fine with that. And then everybody started calling me Bossy, so I just went with it.
That's respect. How did you guys, what did you use to organize your group?
What did we use to organize a group? We used a lot of different things. We used, we definitely used the Google Docs. And we also used... Google call. We called each other on Google. Hmm. Just sent things through Dropbox. Mariana organized the Dropbox. So she was the Dropbox master.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, things were there. I'd be sitting down on my computer and it would be the Dropbox has been reorganized. Dropbox has got new things. Dropbox. I'd open it up and it would be all, everybody'd have their own slots, and I was thinking, I'm not having to do anything other than just write little notes.
Right. And so, and who did the editing? Mariana dropped out again, so I'm going to add her.
Actually, it was a joint effort. What we did was we had Christina be our final editor because she had the most experience with Audacity. And then we had Mariana was using GarageBand. Mm-hmm. And so she was editing her parts. Talkie Tina sent us a lot of stuff already pre-done. I edited the cooking show, and as people started to drop more things in, I did a full edit and then passed it off to Christina for the very end, for the final tweaks and things like that.
And there was pretty much nothing to be done.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that my anal retentiveness paid off.
Oh, my gosh. It sounded so amazing. I mean, there was just a couple of things that my anal retentiveness said, well, maybe I could, you know, adjust this slightly. But really, it was amazing. So... I didn't do very much at all.
I have to admit, I have used Audacity before, so I was comfortable with it, but I actually stretched myself with this even more. I spent a lot of time on YouTube looking for different instructions on how to change pitch, get rid of echo. Hmm. Jess actually did have to re-record her piece, because the first three recordings that she did had so much echo that it took me, I started on her third track and it took me half an hour to do 5 seconds. So since it was a 7-minute piece, I just thought, no.
Yeah. And plus, it's just not going to be as clean. I mean, the best thing you can do is a solid first recording.
And that's what she did. She did her final recording. She went and got a new mic and did her last recording, and it was very clean, very crisp. I think the most interesting thing about it was that because we were using different mics in different locations, when you look at Audacity, you can see when somebody's sound is a little too high because you get the red lines. Mm-hmm. And some of the mics were redlining it all the way across. So I learned how to use, to sit down and just tone it down and, you know, what is that? I don't even know what it's called. I'm going to have
the envelope tool.
The envelope tool, yes. Yep. I'm actually putting Audacity on now so I can actually talk about it intelligently.
The envelope tool is extremely powerful when you get into that.
It is very powerful. And what's interesting is that by the time I was finished with this piece, because it's a fairly long piece, I was sitting down and using the envelope tool to, I'd be using fade in and fade out. I was amplifying. I was cleaning up noise. In one of Rhonda's recordings, just before she said Jonathan, she actually had a small hesitation that bled into the J, and I was actually able to clip that out. Nice. I was really pleased with myself because I didn't have to call her and say, you know that whole section about the apples, you're going to have to remove it and redo it. Because she had done, Rhonda had done some amazingly clean recordings. The only problem with her mic was that she was a little soft and it sounded a little tinny, like in the background, but we were able to clean that up. So I was feeling really, really great about how it was, how it worked out. I think it sounds really clean and I'm really pleased with that.
All right. Well,
I think you did a better job than I could.
I doubt that, but honestly, I think what this did tell me was that I loved radio, and that it was so much fun to do. It was so much fun to write the script. It was so much fun to find the music and the sound effects. That I could definitely see myself doing this on a regular basis, of which, you know, would not do the world a favor because then they'd be listening to absolutely craziness, but that's okay too. So
it would do the world a favor, as you'll hear.
That's very typical that when people have this audio experience, they kind of discover what a creative space it is, and they usually didn't realize it ahead of time.
Well, I think I've always been a storyteller, but I've always thought of it more as writing rather than using voice. And yet, when I tell my stories to people, most of the time it is audio, so why was I only thinking of myself as writing instead of also speaking? So, as always, DS-106 has opened my eyes to another world of possibilities, and I've always been grateful that I ended up hooking up with DS-106. So,
as are we.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Edmip was the first real introduction, but I had contacted Ben Rhymes earlier. He had said something about being a used car salesman. And he was talking about DS-106, and I had followed his link, and I'd seen it, and I'd written something for it. And I said, can you do this anytime you feel like it? And he goes, absolutely. And I said to him, you're not the used car salesman. You're the Pied Piper, you know,
or a distributor of some other kind of substance.
Oh, that possibly too. I still have his three free kitten blues on my SoundCloud.
Nice,
such a great song.
Nice. All right. So, you guys ready to launch the show? And then what'll happen is you will hear it through Skype, so you don't have to listen to DS-106 Radio.
Okay.
I will turn down Skype, so you don't have to worry about like if you cough into your mic.
Thank you.
And then we'll come back on afterwards and talk a little bit more after the show.
Okay. You bet. That'd be awesome.
All right, here we go. DS-106, Shrinking the Big Questions.